Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I reflected on that story that we just read, the Passion story, several things struck me, and I thought I would share some of those with you. I was a little surprised how Jesus was saying he was looking forward to sharing this last meal with his disciples. On the other hand, the disciples are clueless. They have no idea what's coming, even though Jesus has been talking to them about it for several weeks. I was interested in the description of how Jesus was perspiring when he was praying. His perspiration is described like drops of blood, and you can imagine if you've cut yourself, you know how blood drips from that cut. Jesus was obviously touched and concerned. And that's so because of the dread he must have felt. He was, after all, human, and he had human feelings, and he knew what was going to happen. And he must certainly have been dreading that. And then I thought about the events of the trial, how they took Jesus, first of all, to the high priest, and then they took him to Pilate. And then they took him to Herod, and then they take him back to Pilate again. And nobody seems to be able to find anything wrong with him except the Jewish leadership. And then I thought about the scoffing and the whip and the crown of thorns. And at the crucifixion itself, the agony that Jesus must have experienced. And then we hear his final words. It is finished. It's good that we hear these words again every year so that we are reminded and we can remember how much Jesus must certainly have loved us and still loves us to this day. But as I thought about this, it seems to me there's one person missing that we haven't heard from. We heard from Jesus and Pilate and all of the other folks that just read parts. But there's one voice that we haven't heard. Can you think of who that might be? This is, after all, the greatest story ever told. And we miss one voice. We haven't heard from God the Father. He is, after all, the Creator. In Jesus' lifetime, we only hear from him three times. The first time at Jesus' baptism, when Jesus comes up out of the water, there's a loud voice that says, "This is my beloved Son." And we hear God speak again at Jesus' transfiguration at the end of Jesus' ministry. And he says the same thing, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And there's one more time that most people forget about. It's found in John 12:28. Jesus says this, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And John goes on, "Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." That was God speaking. Some people there thought it was thundering when they heard that voice. Others considered it to be an angel to have spoken from God. So as we think about those things, what do you suppose God is feeling during this passion story that we just read? Was he perhaps proud as Jesus rode into Jerusalem to shouts of Hosanna in the highest? Was he perhaps proud when he saw Jesus demonstrating perfect servanthood by washing the disciples' feet? But then how his heart must have begun beating faster as Jesus goes to the garden to pray. Imagine, as a parent, the emotional pain that God must have experienced when Jesus asks, "If you are willing, take this cup from me. But nevertheless, your will be done." How painful it must have been to be silent at that point and not to say, "It's okay, son, I'm going to take care of this." How God must have wanted desperately to intervene when the people came and bound Jesus and took him away. Did God feel each crack of the whip? Did he feel each nail as it was Jesus was nailed to the cross? How desperately he must have wanted to take his beloved son down from that cross. How he must have wept for the disciples and Mary and for all of the other people that were there. And did he perhaps feel anguish and troublesome, or perhaps relief, when Jesus cries out, "It is finished"? It's interesting that God could have stopped these proceedings of this day long ago. He could have stopped them at any time. He could have stepped in and stopped everything that was going on and kept his son alive, but he didn't. He didn't because he loved us enough to allow his son to suffer the consequences of our sin. And so this morning we pray, God of all time and creation, we offer our heartfelt thanks for the pain and agony that you too must have suffered that Good Friday so many years ago. Because of that, we will always offer our worship and praise to you and your Son Jesus for your love, mercy, and saving grace. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.